Please stay standing. Please stay standing. It's going to be a special homily today. I made reference to this at Christmas time when we added the song to the number of carols that we had done. But today we're going to go into depth because at Christmas time we celebrated the birth of our Savior. But on the Epiphany, we learn what that Savior was all about. And I mentioned a certain Christmas carol that did a fantastic job explaining the meaning of Christ to us. And so let us sing together the first verse of We the Three Kings. The words should appear on the screen. We're going to do this a cappella because I want people to hear the words, just the words. So belt it out, everybody. We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. The Magi were searching. They were seeking. They wanted an answer to what life was about. They wanted an answer to what was their purpose in life. And they believed they found it in the scriptures of the Jewish prophets, because these gentlemen weren't Jewish themselves, but they were aware and had read most of what we call the Old Testament. And they believed in the coming of the Messiah. And they believed that through the Messiah, they would find salvation. So they went on that journey to Bethlehem. We are all on that same journey. We're on that same journey to the Lord. We know, as the Magi found out, indeed, the Messiah was born, the Savior was born. But it's our journey through life, as hard as it can be at times, because I'm sure it wasn't easy for the Magi to cross that desert, and it's not easy for us to spend our lives in movement toward the Lord. But on a journey we are, not just to the Bethlehem where Christ was born, but to the Christ that will greet us at the end. Verse number 2. Born a babe on Bethlehem's plain, gold we bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Gold. Gold was reserved for royalty. If they had the lottery back then and you were lucky like that person in Arkansas who won the $1.8 million, you could buy a lot of things, but you couldn't own gold. Only royalty could own gold. The gift of gold signifies Christ as our King. And the verse, living forever. In Jesus' day, up until probably the 1600s, people believed that if the king was good, the country would prosper. But if the king was bad, the country would fail. And throughout the Old Testament, if you read all about the different kings, the good ones, the people prospered. The bad ones, bad things happened. But even the good ones let people down. Even David and Solomon at the end, when all that, you know, had their down days. This king will never let us down. Putting our faith in that king and having a relationship with us will always make things better and spiritually grow. Verse number 2. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, gladly raising, worshiping God on high. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense is incense, and incense was used throughout history, regardless of the religion, to represent that they were worshiping a god, because the smoke coming out represented prayers going up to God. Well, that is what the incense represents here. This is not only a king, this is a God. He is going to be our God. A God that's not distant. A God that's not far away. A God that has humbled himself to be born in a manger. A smelly, flea-fisted manger. That means he can be born in every single one of us, no matter what we have did, no matter what we have said, no matter what things that we regret we have done. If we turn our hearts to the Lord will be there. Our God loves us that much, that he will forgive what we have done and will come into our lives. Next verse. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Well, myrrh is a gift I hope none of you got, and I hope none of you gave, because myrrh is embalming fluid. It's exactly what it is, and that's what they used to embalm bodies in the time of Jesus. So why give that gift to our King and our God? Because that King and God is going to take all of our sins upon him to that cross, where he will die for all of us and all of our sins, so that we too can join him at the resurrection. And as for the resurrection, the last verse? Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Heaven sing alleluia, alleluia, earth replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading still, proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Christ rises from the dead so that we too, opening our hearts to his love, will rise from the dead as well.